This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Say, Ya Rasulallah, Inna nuhibbu Rabbana hubban shadida. We love our Lord a tremendous love, Ya Rasulallah. So Allah Ta'ala tried them. And he sent down in his book an ayah that the ulama of Islam called Ayatul Mihna, the ayah of the test. It's a test for them, and it's a test for everyone sitting here who believes or thinks or claims that he loves Allah or Allah loves him. And that is the statement and the command that Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُؤْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذَنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Tell them, Ya Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you follow me, Allah will love you and Allah will forgive you for your sins. And Allah is Ghafur and Allah is Rahim. So, ikhwani, fillahi, ummat al-Islam, if you want to be an individual that Allah loves, and you want Jibril to love you, and the Malaika to love you, and you want the acceptance in the earth placed here for you, then you have to find in yourself what is known in al-Islam as al-Ittiba. You have to follow the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to follow his religion, what he did, what he didn't do, you avoid. The one who claims that he loves the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he loves Allah and he loves Islam, but everything in his behavior is counterproductive to that and contrary to that, he's doing nothing but making a false claim. A false claim. And what was collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu told us that Allah, our Lord, said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. My slave will not cease to get close to me while he's doing the nawafil until he becomes an individual that I love. So the person who does the extra prayer, the person who does the extra fasting outside of Ramadan, the fasting of Mondays and Thursdays, this is the day of Ajumma. It is not wajib upon you to read Suratul Kahf today. But the one who loves Allah and the one who wants to be loved by Allah, he'll try to complete that particular nafila from the nawafil. It is not mere lip service. That's the point. As it relates to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the nawafil, there are many things that a person can do. As a matter of fact, no one has the ability to do everything that the Prophet did sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are those from amongst us who don't pray a lot. There are those amongst us who do not give a lot of sadaqah to the masjid on Fridays or other than that. If that is your case, no one can blame you for that. There were companions who came and used to say, Ya Rasulullah, kathurat alayya sha'air al-Islam. Ya Rasulullah, al-Islam, the things to do, there are a lot of things to do. I have to visit my relatives. I have to make the nawafil. I have to give the sadaqah. I have to encourage the people to do the right thing. Prevent the people from doing the wrong thing. I have to spend time with my family. There are so many things to do. Making Hajj, making Umrah. Too many things to do. I can't do all of that stuff. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows that. He knows that. But the issue as it relates to al-Ittiba, following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is if you can't do everything and you don't do everything, then don't be a person who opposes al-Islam. We have people from amongst us who, when the sunnah comes to them and they're told the Messenger of Allah did this or said that, don't do this, do that, the person says, it's just the sunnah. They will oppose what is clear from the religion. That's not what my madhab says. That's not what my imam says. That's not what my mother and my father taught me. But I love Allah and I love his Messenger of Allah. That's not the indication of what we find from those people who really love Allah Ta'ala, as he mentioned in the Quran. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If they do not answer what you're calling them to, Ya Muhammad, if they don't listen to you and they turn their ears away from what you're calling them to and inviting them to, then know for a surety they're only following their desires. They're not following you and they don't have an ittiba. So for those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to put the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of your eyes as your guiding light, the guidepost by which you're trying to practice your religion. from the characteristics of those people who Allah Ta'ala loves is what was mentioned in the Quran. Is, as I mentioned, there are many characteristics throughout the Quran and throughout the authentic Sunnah. A month, 2 months, 3 months of khubbas are not enough to exhaust all of these characteristics. It's your job, it's your responsibility to become of those people who learn the Quran, who learn what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned as it relates to describing those who He loves and those who He hates. But from those who He loves is what was mentioned in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةً عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. O you who believe, if any of you apostates and you turn back from your religion, everybody here, no single person here, not the khatib, not the imam, not anyone sitting here from the men or the women, have been promised that you're going to die on this religion. May Allah establish us on the religion and cause us to die as Muslims. All you who believe, if any of you apostate from your religion, then Allah is going to bring a group of people that He loves and they love Him. What are their descriptions? They are merciful towards the believers, easy, soft, and kind towards the believers. And they are rough and tough towards the disbelievers. And they fight in the cause of Allah, and they are not afraid of the criticisms. They are not afraid of the censorship of anybody. Those are four of the characteristics of the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. The first two, they are easy and gentle to the believers, and they are rough and tough against the non-believers. It's no wonder that Allah Ta'ala described His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam along with His companions radiyallahu anhum ajma'in with these and by these first two characteristics. Muhammad al-Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu ash-shidda'u ala al-kuffar ruhama'u baynahum. Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, and those who are with Him radiyallahu anhum, they are tough against the disbelievers and easy, kind, gentle towards the believers. The individual from amongst us, he claims, I love Allah, I love Allah. But you will find him cutting off his relative. And that relative can be from the closest people to him, from the believers. His Muslim brother, who shared the same womb with him from his mother, he cut him off because of the dunya, because of money. He cut off his children. He divorced the mother. He's no longer married to the mother. But that does not exonerate him from being responsible for his kids. But he turns around and he says, I love Allah, I love Allah. Where's the rahmah for the believers? Don't be like the Yahud and the Nasara who just make empty claims. We are the sons and the beloved of Allah. So the Muslims got it backwards and the Muslims have it twisted. When it comes to leaving this khutbah and going back to work, we're with the non-Muslims that we work with, and we're gentle and kind, and we laugh with them and we joke with them. As soon as the man gets with the Muslims, no smile, no salams. As soon as he gets with his family members, no love, no rahmah. But he has the nerve and the audacity to turn around and say, I love Allah, I love Allah. Allah loves me. As it relates to being tough against the disbelievers, let it be understood, ikhwani, that this ayat is not meaning that you are to harm people in the street. We're living in a country and they are our host. This ayat is one of the ayahs that the non-Muslims misunderstand, not even to mention how Muslims themselves, the youth from the Muslims, misunderstand the ayah. Allah mentioned to us in another ayah of the Quran, لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah doesn't prevent you. Allah doesn't prohibit anyone here from dealing justly and kindly with those people who do not fight you and oppose you because of your deen. They will not expel you because of your deen. And Allah loves those people who are just. You want to be from those who Allah loves? Then be from the people who are fair and just. Verily, being fair and just from those issues that will save an individual. So we find from amongst us those individuals, when it's time to take a position for or against, we take positions because He's from my tribe. He's from the north. He's from the south. He's from my madhab. He's from my